Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 15th of March 2018 is Ferrugliotherium. Ferrugliotherium is a genus of fossil mammals from the Campanian and or Maastrichtian, late Cretaceous, around 70 million years ago, of Argentina in the family Ferrugliothidae. It contains a single species, Ferrugliotherium windorsini, which was first described in 1986. Originally interpreted as a member of Multituberculata, an extinct group of small, rodent-like mammals, on the basis of a single brachydont, low-ground, molar, it was recognized as related to the Hypsodont, high-ground, Pseudomerisidae after the discovery of additional material in the early 1990s. After a jaw of the Pseudomerisid Sudamerica was described in 1999, these animals, collectively known as Gondwanatheria, were no longer considered to be multituberculates, and a few fossils that were previously considered to be Ferrugliotherium were assigned to unspecified multituberculates instead. Since 2005, a relationship between Gondwanatheres and multituberculates has again received support. A closely related animal, Tripalcotherium, was described in 2009 on the basis of a single tooth. About 20 teeth and a jaw fragment have been referred to Ferrugliotherium, but the assignment of many of these is controversial or has been superseded. The upper and lower incisors are long and rodent-like and have enamel on only one side of the crown. A fragment of the lower jaw shows that the tooth socket of the lower incisor was very long, extending below the fourth premolar, P4. The P4 is preserved in this fragment. It is blade-shaped and resembles multituberculate P4S. However, the determination of this fossil as Ferrugliotherium is in question. The identity of a few additional isolated premolars assigned to Ferrugliotherium, some resembling multituberculates, is also uncertain. The first lower molariform, molar-like tooth, MF1, is known from four examples, of which two were originally identified as upper molars of a different species, Vucetus agricillus, which is now considered a synonym of Ferrugliotherium. They bear two longitudinal rows of three or four cusps and transverse crests and furrows. A single example each of the second lower, MF2, and first upper molariform, MF1, show that these teeth also had longitudinal cusp rows and transverse furrows and crests, but the MF2 had only two or perhaps three cusps per row and the MF1 had three longitudinal rows. Although Ferrugliotherium teeth are much lower crowned than those of the Pseudomerisidae, they share an essentially similar pattern on the occlusal, chewing, surface of MF1 and MF2, similar incisors, backward jaw movement during chewing, and enamel with small prisms. Ferrugliotherium is thought to have been a small animal, with a body mass of about 70 grams, 2.5 ounces, and may have eaten insects and plant material. Its remains have been found in two geological formations of southern Argentina, where it is part of a mammal fauna that also includes the Pseudomerisid Gondwanatherium and a variety of drylastoids. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 016 UTC on Thursday, the 15th of March 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ferrugliotherium. This podcast is produced by Arbol Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbol Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.